Yeah, exactly. The troops of 25 tax force brigade were the one when they were doing cordon and search operation along the villages of Sandia, Koka, Kowa, Inyaleri, and Mieti villages in Borno State. They discovered an improvised explosive device making factory at Mieti, very close along Maiduguri Blablin Dambua Road here in Nigeria, Borno State, Nigeria. And alongside quite a number of other equipment and weaponry that were recovered, I mean, from the factory. And in addition to that, the troops were able to capture two key Boko Haram terrorists, including an Amir. Amir is a more or less like a local emir or community leader within that environment and a high contact and one of their foot soldiers.
So is the army gathering intelligence after capturing them?
Yeah, exactly. We are gathering intelligence not only from the individuals concerned, but also of the equipment that we're able to recover and other things too.
What is the progress report so far following the recent order by the Commander-in-Chief, President Muhammadu Buhari, saying that within 3 months, Boko Haram should be completely finished?
Yeah, exactly. We are making tremendous progress in various fronts of the war. And, you know, hitherto there were some held territories by Boko Haram, for instance, Dikwa, Logomani, and all the rest. They have now been recaptured, and we are moving on towards Baga and, of course, Gambarungala. So, invariably, we are making effort to ensure that within that time frame, we are able to really defeat Boko Haram terrorists as well.
Well, some people have expressed concern that they are setting parts of the country, certain communities and streets where Boko Haram has been active despite the military operation and pressure on them. So how do you intend tackling this? What effort is being done about this?
Just like I told you, a lot of effort is being done, and more so we have quite a number of personnel injected into the theater of the operation, quite a number of equipment and weaponry. But apart from that, actually there is intense pressure on the Boko Haram terrorists, not just by the Nigerian army, but the Nigerian Air Force also, you know, bombarding them here and there. So you have a few of them that, you know, escape and constitute nuisance to communities. But that notwithstanding, we are also mopping them up, and we are gradually kind of tightening the noose around them in Sambisa Forest. We are quite familiar about the dangers inherent between on the road between Maiduguri, Bulabulin, and Dambua. You know, because of this cordon and such operations, you know, people tend to be attacked. So we are trying hard to make sure that the roads are opened.
So when will the new multinational joint force begin its work after all the setup that has been done so far?
Well, already the multinational joint task force has commenced work in earnest. As you know, it has a headquarters in Germany, Chad. And on the part of the Nigerian side, we have a brigade dedicated, and other neighboring countries also are making effort, you know. But the synergy is something that we are working towards also. You know, more so we have the, you know, the command and control center, and the Nigerian military has harmonized its command. You know, 3 and 7 divisions now, they are being harmonized by a kind of unified command where we have a whole corps, you know, in the battlefront. So automatically the multinational joint task force has begun work in earnest.